Shares of 1-800 Flowers are in bloom today. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. The stock is up about 1.5% after the company beat estimates on both the top and bottom line. Joining me now is the president and CEO of 1-800 Flowers, Chris McCann. Chris, congratulations on these strong results. Total revenue for the year up more than 42% to a record $2.1 billion. Didn't know so many people were buying flowers during the pandemic, but what drove this growth for the company?
Well, there's a number of things, and we had a great year, and thank you for recognizing that. Over $2 billion. But what drove the growth, really, is that we've also, over the past several years, we've doubled the size of the business in 3 years, and we've really transformed what we are as a business. From a collection of specialty brands, including 1-800-Flowers, and Harry and David, and Cheryl's Cookies, and Personalization Mall, we've transformed into a real platform, an e-commerce platform that really inspires and enables our customers to express themselves and to connect with the important people in their lives. So especially during the pandemic part of the year, there was a lot of demand for people to stay connected. We need to maintain our relationships in life. That's critical to our mental health.
So you're saying that because we couldn't come together, physically come together, you saw an uptick in people reaching out to loved ones by sending them a little token of appreciation or love, even if it wasn't around a holiday or a birthday? Were they just sending things because?
Yes, very much so. And that's one of the areas where we've really seen the growth for us is in the what we call everyday reasons or everyday occasions. So whether it be birthday, anniversary, sympathy, get well, and many, many just because. But the one thing I think we all learned as people during this pandemic is we all need have needs to have relationships, to stay connected. And as a business, that's what our vision is. And we're an e-commerce business. So we're at the forefront of a seismic shift of online, people moving online, coupled with this everlasting need that we have, that we all learned coming out of this pandemic. We need to maintain the relationships in our life, to stay connected, to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. And our platform, our gifting platform, allows people to do that. We inspire people to do that. And that's really generated the record year that we had this year.
And Chris, going forward, you're guiding for double-digit revenue growth in fiscal 2022. Tell me what you're basing that on, especially given the fact that in a few short weeks, all the government support that's been thrown at Americans is going to dry up, and people may actually have less money to spend on discretionary things like flowers and gift baskets.
Right. But what we see, again, first and foremost, is that real shift of people who move their offline purchasing to online. And we're right at the forefront of that, being a leader in e-commerce. But then we also look at the expanded product offering that we bring to the table. And we've developed new organic products. We significantly expanded our product category in the last year or two with the strategic acquisitions of Sherry's Berries. And then last August, just a year ago, Personalization Mall. So we have a broad range of products that can help all of our customers' needs. And then we look at the large customer file that we've built. And what we're seeing is the behavior metrics of customers, especially those who are joining our Celebrations Passport program, our loyalty program. Those customers are buying at a frequency of 2 times the average customer. They spend $284, which is double the average customer. And they're buying from more than one product category for us. So it shows that we're solving more solutions for our customers to stay connected and express themselves. That gives us the confidence to forecast double-digit growth on top of the phenomenal growth that we had this year.
What about inflation and how that's playing out in your business? And are you absorbing the cost of higher rising costs, everything from, you know, raw materials and other things? And are you passing that along to the consumer?
Well, all of our, I think all retail businesses, just not only us, are really facing these inflationary pressures. We've really had a couple of challenging years. I'm so proud of the operating team that we have, our supply chain, our purchasing team, our logistics teams. We have done a fantastic job for the past couple of years now mitigating these challenges that have been thrown at us. These rising costs are something we have to figure out and we have to mitigate. The last thing we ever want to do is pass those prices on to the consumer. In some cases, that's inevitable, but we try to do it as minimally as possible. It's our job to find other ways to mitigate those cost increases.
All right. Before we let you go, what is your biggest holiday? I know the fourth quarter includes Halloween and Christmas. So what's your biggest holiday?
Would be the Christmas holiday season, the whole fourth quarter. And that's because we've become really where, you know, that's driven by our food business and our personalized product business. The flowers business does well during that quarter, but it's really about our Harry and David business and personalization mall that really shines during Q4.
All right, Chris McCann of 1-800-Flowers. Congratulations again on those great results, and thanks for being with us.